Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast.
All right, Carver High, NHL free agency starts tomorrow at noon. I'll be on in-game live access from 2 to 5 tomorrow on Sports Grid and Sirius 159. So check it out. We'll keep your coffers filled with hockey deals as they happen. I'll tell you what, though. I wanted to discuss it with you of all these guys that are available. Here's the key if I'm an executive on an NHL team and I have a budget, I got a cap I got to deal with, and I need a couple players. Here's my primary goal as a head of player ops, GM, you name it, development, president of hockey ops. I'm not hiring guys that are over the age of 31. I don't care what they cost. I don't care what it is. I want guys that are 27 to 31 years old. A guy like Bunting in Toronto, young, he's not even making $1 million. The guy can play on the left wing. I'll take any player that's young, that isn't costing me tons of money, that has loads of talent. And I'm also getting rid of hacks like Tristan Jarry. I'll let him leave in 5 seconds in Pittsburgh because he's a hack. No one wants to say it. If that guy, Kyle Dubas, goes in and re-signs that hack goalie that's injured every other day, honestly, I may pull my teeth out of my mouth and eat them, all of them, and have no teeth.
I don't see any way that they bring Jarry back. I just don't. I mean, you have a fresh mind coming in, and Dubas is a new guy who runs the operation. He obviously has seen from being in Toronto how awful Jarry has been. He's going to want to find his own goaltender. And you're right about what you should be looking for in free agency in the NHL, but here's going to be a bit of the problem. I mean, the way that the world works now, a lot of those guys don't get to the market. So the NHL is going to follow up what was an absolutely stale first round of the draft the other night. I mean, that was just, I mean, you and I usually like it because it was so boring and there was no trades, there was no nothing. Now they're going to follow that up with one of the weakest free agent classes that you can have. Look at this list of the top 10 guys. You just said it. Ryan O'Reilly is a good player. He's a Stanley Cup winner in St. Louis.
He's old.
He helped Toronto win. He's 32 years old, going on 33. He's on the other side of the mountain, as you like to say. Going on,
it's super expensive.
He can still help a team. He can still help a team, but man, I am not paying him money. Orlov is a billion years old. Tarasenko, Kane,
the only
old
guys. The only guy on that list, and you and I know our hockey like no other. Let's just face it. The only guy on that list at all that isn't old, that is of value, is Tyler Bertuzzi.
I agree.
He's 27 years old, and he can play,
yeah.
And he's young,
yep.
And he's worth a deal. All the rest of those guys are going down the other side of the mountain, and as we know, it's slippery when wet. I'm telling you, you've got to think about age and money. And the problem that Dubas is going to have in Pittsburgh, and I know there's a lot of teams with problems, is that getting a goalie like Frederik Andersen, he's 34 years old, and he just had a great team, and he still didn't get it done. I'm not going out and getting a 34-year-old goalie that doesn't get it done when it matters. Christ, they might as well keep Jarry if they're going to go get a guy 35 years old. I don't want that. So his job is so hard to find a young goalie that's good because there are none.
And I know you had another one of you guys. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for all Coast to Coast on a Friday, Sirius XM 159 Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. I know you saw Zucker up there. He ain't going to be back because the Penguins traded for Riley Smith from Vegas. So that, which I like. I think that's enough.
He's way better than Zucker.
Yes. So I think that that's already a nice upgrade that they made there. So you're going to get all older guys.
What did you think about Bailey going?
Well, he... that was going to happen. He didn't play. You know, Lambert sat him the last 2 months of the year. He didn't dress in any of the playoff games. So they kind of cut the cord with him during the regular season.
Why?
And they found somebody to... I think that they just wanted to... He wanted to play younger guys, and Bailey...
They sucked, you know, he's just, without him, and they were good with him when they were winning.
Right. But Chicago doesn't want him either. They're going to buy him out, so he's going to get to try to go wherever he wants to starting tomorrow. There's a lot of buyouts. Usually the buyouts aren't that big. Duchesne gets
Bailey.
Bought out by Nashville. Wheeler gets bought out by Winnipeg. There was a couple of other guys, too, that also got bought out. So that's what tomorrow's going to be. It's not going to be exciting. It's a bunch of guys over 30 who maybe are going to change teams, and that's going to be it.
One other thing. As you know, I've been telling you about this kid, Aaron Minetti, and he got drafted in the fourth round by the Dallas Stars, and immediately a bunch of kids at that Smashville started booing the pick and yelling overrated. Now, I saw the kid play high school hockey in Bergen Catholic. I said this story the other day on the air. Here's the deal. For all the guys that were booing him and saying he's overrated, that big fat bonus he's signing with the Dallas Stars to be a professional hockey player is more money than you'll ever see your entire life, you losers. And in 5 years when he's in the NHL, you can kiss his skinny white ass.
Nashville does. They've only been in the league 25 years. They only have a couple of teams that, you know, they have some kind of quote unquote rivalry with. So all the Blackhawk guys and all the Dallas guys all get booed by the Nashville crowd because that's like the two teams that they hate the most.
I hate them the most, and I hate them more, and I hate them forever.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High and I are talking bad about various hockey communities, and we're entitled to that in the break. To speak poorly about people and teams we don't like or cities.
That is what we do. We talk bad about people sometimes, and there's really nothing that they can do about it, that's for sure. Let's get to the baseball now. There is one game this afternoon, the Businessman Special at Wrigley, the usual Friday afternoon home game. The Guardians came into town, and they got greeted nicely by the Cubs. How's 9-0 sound? In the top of the seventh right now, the Cubbies laying it on as your boy. My pal Cal Quantrill did not get it done for Cleveland today. The steel mill, Justin Steele, 6 1/3 he goes, 3 hits, no runs. It's a great performance from him. 9-0 Cubbies going to skate to the Businessman Special Friday afternoon win. Last night, they had a two and a half hour hail delay in Colorado for the Dodgers and the Rockies. There was like huge chunks of ice all over Coors Field. Tomorrow's July, and there was hail and ice all over the field in Denver at Coors Field. So they had a little bit of a delay. Once they got going, the Dodgers got going 14-3. JD Martinez goes big fly on Sportsnet LA.
JD goes deep to right field. This ball headed back. For Martinez. JD with home run number 19. Home run number 301 of his career, and it's the third in this series.
Yeah, three of them at Coors. By the way, he has a lifetime batting average at Coors of 444. That is crazy. The other thing I wanted to point out to you was the interesting thing about that game last night was Sheehan, the kid that pitched. He was too stupid to realize, you know, most of the time when a guy waits 2-3 hours to pitch, it's over. They're not even going to go with the guy. They're going to change, right? They're going to not going to make some guy wait 3 hours for a delay and then go out there and do anything but pitch an inning or two, right? But Roberts is like, the kid did a great job not, you know, getting flustered by the delay. He's too stupid and young to realize that it doesn't matter that he had to wait 3 hours to pitch. Because when you're that young and you can throw 100 miles an hour, you don't care if it's hail or snow or fire. You just want to go out there and show everybody that you're in the big leagues. And then to have, I mean, Freddie Freeman's numbers are sickening. You know, I got to tell you, if it wasn't for Acuna, Freeman would be the MVP in my book, because he's breaking all kinds of Dodger records with his bat in the first half. And J.D. Martinez is a freak at his age, what he's doing. He's just raking home runs every night. And we've been ringing the bell with him, too, this week.
Yep. Renaissance season for Martinez out in L.A., that's for sure. We told you the Cubs are winning this afternoon. Now, they lost last night to the Phillies 3-1. But yesterday on the Lion's Share, Scotty, we actually had a couple of taters. And Kyle Schwarber, first pitch of the game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. That was one of them. Here we go.
Well, here we go. Game three is underway. And that ball smoked deep down the right field line. Does it have enough height? It does! It's gone. A home run for Schwarber. His 25th career leadoff home run. It comes on the first pitch, and the Phillies lead it 1-0.
So, Walker is unbelievable. He won again. I think it's his fifth straight start that he's won. He's got 9 wins now. He's been incredible for them. They were 7 games under 500 prior to Bryce Harper coming back. Since then, they've won 9 straight on the road. It's their best streak since 84. They are a fun team to bet on right now. I bet on them yesterday. I bet on them today.
They are taking off right at the same time as they did last year. I think I saw the other day they had the same exact record as they did at this point a year ago when they ended up going to the World Series. So they are getting going in a big way, the Phillies are. The next one, Astros beat the Cardinals 14-0. A 2-touchdown win for Houston last night. But just like Schwarber, Scotty, we rang the bell with Kyle Tucker as well on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
That ball hit well, deep to right center field. Tucker against his former teammate hits a 3-run bomb. Astros in front, 9-0. King Tuck's 11th on the year and his 5th RBI of the night when he crosses the plate.
So Bregman hit a grand slam. Wainwright gave up 6 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks in 1 2/3 inning. Shortest start since 2017. His ERA ballooned to 7.45. His second straight crappy outing. I mean, absolute crappy outing. He gave up 7 runs in 3 innings against the Cubs in London. This is Bumgarner all over again. They gave him $17 million. They begged him to come back. And he is finished. The Cardinals, if they want to rectify this season, they have to have the stones to DFA Adam Wainwright. His career is over. It's over. It's over. Right now, this is it. And I guarantee if I ask Nightingale today, he's going to tell you, this is the writing's on the wall, Mike.
And even as bad as they've been hanging around like 5.5, 6.5 now because the Reds and the Brewers have started to win some games. It's at 9.5. So it's starting to slip away a little bit here for them in that division. Hasn't almost at double digits now, and they got the Yankees coming in this weekend.
They're not winning the division.
Of course, going to
all that talk of us taking them a flyer, a future on them to win that Central. No. That's out the window now. It's not happening. You know it. I know it. They don't have the good pitching that they've had. They definitely don't have the hitting they've had. And it's unbelievable to me that a team with Arenado and Goldschmidt on it sucked this bad.
Tough week. Really been a tough couple weeks for the Mets. Of course, you had the big Steve Cohen press conference the other day. They are now 0-2 since the big Steve Cohen press conference. Last night, they had a 2-0 lead for Max Scherzer, but that quickly went away off the bat of Victor Caratini on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
8 Ks for Scherzer. Caratini into center field. That is way back there. Nimmo is on the run, and we are tied. Victor Caratini with a quick strike. Got him jumping in the Brewers dugout. 2-2 game on Caratini's 4th home run.
I mean, honestly, I saw Mafia with his finger down his throat in the bathroom earlier today, and it was something about the Mets. He was saying, get away from me. And I was like, all right, do whatever you got to do, big fella. 9 games under. They haven't won a series since May 30th to June 1st when they beat the Phillies. They've been flat out awful. That's all there is to it. The highest payroll in baseball and absolutely nothing to show for it. Their season's over.
It is. One of the things that Cohen mentioned the other day is that maybe if this continues, they might have to sell pieces at the trade deadline. Max Scherzer, of course, Scotty, maybe would be one of those pieces. Would he waive his no trade clause to do so? He's not ready to talk about that yet.
Steve Cohen said yesterday that if there isn't a turnaround in the next couple of weeks, you guys probably will be sellers at the deadline. Your no trade has been in
happy.
Public conversation the last couple days. Is there anything you want to say on that topic?
Yeah, I'll comment when Steve says sell. Till then, it's pointless. It's just clickbait now.
When Steve says
clickbait.
When he says sell, he drives this. So it's pointless for me to talk about anything in the contract whatsoever. I'm here to show up to win. That's all I'm here to do. Continue to believe that we're going to win. But, you know, like I said, I'm not going to comment on anything because otherwise it's just clickbait.
Here's the deal. He's actually been the only guy in the last month that's done anything. He's pitched good in 3 straight games. I would no more get rid of him than fly a kite. But I'll say this. I guarantee you, if the Dodgers wanted him back and made a deal with the Mets, he'd go back to L.A. in 5 seconds to get out of this mess.
Probably. I would agree with that as well. I think he wanted to get out of there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So, the Lion's Share brought to you by BetMGM. Swing for the fences deal going on for the rest of the season. Go onto your BetMGM app. You get it on iOS or Android if you don't have it. Sign up, get it. You're going to love it. And you can play from now till September 7th. Be a batter, pick an area of the strike zone. So you pick like a single, double, triple, home run, pop out, receive the prize associated with that type of hit. You can play it once a day. Prizing must be used on baseball, and it expires in 24 hours. So you're good to go with the swing for the fences deal at BetMGM. All right, Carver Hyde, just so you know, I don't know if anyone told you this, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, your boy Carver, when you were out, Mafia was on a heater. He went on a 3-day tear on the Lion's Share with exotics and with strikeouts. I mean, he was literally up like 19, 20 units. I mean, it was unbelievable. He was literally, we had footage of him driving on the Garden State Parkway, pulling a Carver at the airport in Vegas, throwing $20 bills out the window to people in the car, little kids looking at him like he was weird, smoking a cigar. He had his foot out the driver's side window with no shoe on, just a giant bare foot on the you know, mirror out there, because he's 6'5", he can go all the way over the mirror. Throwing money with a cigar, driving with one finger, cops pulling him over. He paid them off. I mean, and they were all like, what are you doing with all this money? He's like, get on the grid. Then he turned them all onto the new app, and he said, you know, you can get this app in the iTunes store free, and you just go to sportsgrid.com/watch. You see all the platforms run. They all became fans instantly. And then the last thing he said when he tore off was, it's smarter to be on the grid, and he gave him the finger. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I did hear all about it yesterday. We tried to keep it going last night. I thought we did a pretty good job. As I told you before, Schwarber and Kyle Tucker both went yard for us for Tater Time. We had the Bassett Hound and Scherzer over the strikeout number last night. So we did have a couple of things that were cooking from yesterday's Lion's Share. Let's get going today, and it's Tater Time again. We will start with Toronto and Boston, where Paxton's going for the Red Sox, Scotty, but George Springer is where I'll start. +525 to hit a homer tonight off of Paxton. Why are we doing this? He has 9 hits in his career off of Paxton. 3 of them have gone over the wall, so he sees Paxton very well and a good price. +525 for Springer tonight.
Can't turn that down.
Cannot turn that down. So similar to the next guy, Nick Castellanos for the Phillies. Now, look, you want to go with a Schwarbaum again tonight? I got no problem with that either. He sees Josiah Gray pretty well, too. But Castellanos, how's this for numbers, Scotty? 4-for-11 with three homers off of Gray, who's starting for the Nats tonight. So plus 375 for Castellanos. You want to combo meal that with Schwarbaum? Please, go ahead and do it.
Listen, and they're hot, and they're at home, and they got a big series here. I will admit that Josiah Gray pitches very well on the road. I don't know. It's weird. He's like Gilbert Grape, 17 road wins in his career. The guy just keeps winning on the road. Can't win it at home. This guy might have a better game than most people think. I still bet the Phillies. I'm with you on Castellanos.
Let's do it. Next, we will go to the big series. How about Braves and Marlins this weekend, Scotty, in Hot Town? The two best teams in the NL East. We're going to go with Marcell Ozuna tonight at plus 290. He has a homer in his career off of Brian Hoeing, who's starting for the Marlins. I think some runs tonight in this game, plus 290 for Ozuna.
I love it because he's just been absolutely launching bombs over the last couple of weeks.
He has. He has been hot. Another reason to throw him in there. Next, we will go to Coors Field because I feel like we always got to play at least one guy at Coors Field if there's a game there that night. The Tigers come in. They kind of suck. But Gomber's on the mound for Colorado, and he is a gas can. Let's take a good righty bat. Maybe he hasn't been that good, but a nice price. 4-1 for Javi Baez tonight. Maybe we can run into one against a bad lefty. 4-1 for Baez.
You know, I hope you're right for the bettors. I'm not betting that, but I am betting the Tigers and Lorenzen to beat your boy Gomber Staub. Your boy, wasn't that an Oompa Loompa? Like, wasn't that a candy at the Wonka Factory at Gomber's? Gomstopper. Yes. That was it, Mafia. Nice call. He's always on his toes, that guy. Drives with his foot out the window. I'm barefoot with planter boards.
He certainly does. And finally, Ohtani has owned the month of June. He's got 14 homers in the month of June. The guy, why not finish the month of June tonight at plus 310? I mean, plus 310 with all the homers this guy's hit lately. Why? This should be in like Schwarber territory. Plus 210, plus 200, 310. Yeah. I'm on Ohtani again.
I'll take it because he hits one every night. But I am betting on O. Henry and the Diamondbacks in that game. I think that. I think Canning's really good at 6-2. I think 4-1 Henry. I'm taking Arizona flat out. I think the Diamondbacks are better than the Angels.
There's your tater time, the homers for tonight. All right, strikeout props. We're going to go back to the Red Sox and the Jays, and I'm going after Paxton again here tonight, Scotty. 5.5 is the number. I'm going under the 5.5 for Paxton. Now, look.
Me too.
Last outing, he got rocked. 4 innings, only 3 Ks, didn't pitch very well against the White Sox. He's gone over this number the 4 starts before that. I think the Jays bats will hit him tonight. Springer and more, under 5.5 for me for Paxton.
I agree with you. I think they struggle in, look, they just got swept. The guy Bayo was throwing a no-hitter last night, going to the 8th inning, and they got beat 2-0. The Marlins are better than them. And I think the Jays are better than them, right? Like, so yep. I don't think that it gets any better up there. I'm with you on the
no,
under.
It does
and
not.
They
next,
lose.
Carlos Carrasco for the Mets tonight, over 4.5. He hasn't been hitting this, but I'm more going after the team he's facing, Scotty. He's got the Island of Misfit Toys and the Giants coming in. They just got struck out 12 times by the Basset Hound last night. I'm going to go again here after them, over 4.5 for Carrasco.
Yeah, I think the Giants are going to kick the Mets' ass. I think they're going to tee off on them. I don't know. They're not striking out tonight. They're playing the Mets.
Next, Dirty Harry McClanahan is in Seattle for the Rays tonight.
Yes.
Now, because McClanahan hasn't been that sharp, he has not gone over this number in his last 4 starts, but because of that, we're now getting that number down to 6.5 instead of the 7.5, 8.5s that we were seeing before. Number goes down, I'm going to try it. Over 6.5 against the Mariners, who strike out a lot.
Yeah, I'm yes on the over. You know, he had a little tweak in his back, and he came out of the game, and he said it's nothing serious. I just wanted to be smart. Let's see how he pitches tonight after the fact, after that happened. This is the next start. And not only do I think he wins tonight, he'll start the All-Star game.
I believe he will start the All-Star game as well on the mound that he's going to be on tonight in Seattle. And finally, Luis Severino for the Yankees in St. Louis. I'm banking, Scotty, that his last performance, which was very good against Texas, six innings, no runs. I think he builds off of that against a bad Cardinal team, over 5.5 with a little plus 120 for Louis.
That's what you're smart about, is that the Cardinals are so awful. They didn't get to this place being good. They got there by striking out, not getting on base, not getting hits, not hitting with runners in scoring position, not moving runners around the bases. So, yes, Sevy, over.
There you go. All right, signature bets. As you mentioned, Mafia was cleaning up on these earlier in the week. We've got a few for you tonight on a Friday night to head into the weekend. I'm going back to Schwarbaum. I'm going to put him with Bryce Harper. Six plus total bases at plus 250. Let's go here tonight. Give me four of them from Schwarber on a homer, and Harper will get the rest.
I mean, I think this will happen automatic. They're at home. They're going to rock. They're going to get on base. They're going to hit home runs. They're going to win. Yes.
Next, I will go to Springer again. I'm going to kind of piggyback here. I like him to homer. How about him and Vlad for five plus total bases, plus 150 tonight against the Red Sox and Paxton?
I mean, this is the same kind of thing as these people at BetMGM just giving $1,000 for people losing a $10 bet. Like, how drunk do you have to be to not bet this? Five plus bases for Springer and Vladdy. They'll have that by the third inning.
Now, you're probably not going to go with me on this one because you're not with me on Carrasco over the 4.5. But if he gets over the 4.5, I think Cobb will also get to 5, striking out the Mets tonight. So Carrasco and Cobb both to get 5 strikeouts. The big ball play of the night, Scotty, plus 340 for the signature bets.
Well, I can't say that he's not going to do anything and then bet on him to do something. So I hope you hit your bet. I'm not betting that.
And finally, the Dodgers are in Kansas City tonight. How about Freddie Freeman, who, as you mentioned, very hot, breaking records there, and Mookie Betts, who's also been smoking hot, 5-plus total bases at plus 125.
Literally, I'm not even kidding. I think they'll have 10 total bases, the two of them.
It's possible. It is possible tonight. That could be a long weekend for Kansas City, with the Dodgers coming into town over at
Automatic.
Kauffman. So there you go. We're ready to go tonight. Tater time, strikeout, signature bets, the lion's share.
Did you see? I lost that bet last night, Cleveland and Kansas City.
Yeah,
did you see J-Ram steal home in the 10th? And then they still lose?
Still lost. And then they rolled that into today to getting beat up by the Cubbies at Wrigley.
What?
Not a good couple hours.
What in the world? How do you steal home and successfully and lose? Honestly.
Amazing.
To the Royals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, hi. Back to the baseball from Thursday.
Yeah, let's just clean up a couple things, and then we got a big slate to get to tonight. The Yankees did beat the A's 10-4, so they take 2 out of 3. I know you weren't here yesterday. Your thoughts on Domingo Germán throwing that perfect game on Wednesday night, the 24th in Major League history?
A couple things. One, when you're one of four guys on the Yankees to do it, you're etched in lore now. You're set for life. You're one of the guys that threw a perfect game. They'll never forget Domingo Germán. Now remember, here's a guy that got an 80-gamer for juice. Here's a guy that got a 10-gamer for sticky stuff. And here's a guy that's been lit up. And then he goes out and dominates. And the thing that stood out to me, and I think it's always really cool to watch a guy throw a perfect game or a no-hitter. It's always very cool, right? I thought the key to the game for him was his just nasty curveball he had going. He threw literally 51 curveballs, and he had them eating out of his palms. Not one guy could hit it.
Not one guy could hit it. And that 80 gamer, by the way, that was his domestic violence incident that he got the 80 gamer.
Oh, my
for,
bad. My bad. I can't keep track of all of his crimes and misdemeanors.
He's had, I know, there's been a few incidents with Domingo. That's what that 80 gamer was back a few years ago when they took him off the team.
He's been a troublemaker
the other night. Jays beat the Giants 2-1. Vladdy Jr. hit a home run that hasn't landed yet. White Sox beat the Angels 9-7. We already told you Otani's red hot. Rays took 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks. The Marlins swept the Red Sox at Fenway. Marlins smoking hot going into Atlanta this weekend. I can't wait for that. And how about the Buccos? Once again, the ups and the downs of the Pirates season.
Crazy.
They have a long losing streak. And now they go and sweep the Padres at home. Your boy Hank Davis drove in the go-ahead run. They were down 4-0 yesterday afternoon at PNC, and they came back and won that game. So nice win for the Buccos at
home. You know
home.
What? Vladdy Jr. I mean, honestly, that kid has absolutely been raking. He had 2 RBIs, raised his average to 351. He's 13 for 37 since coming up from Indianapolis, and he's on a 7-game hit streak. He's been fantastic. Just brought up from AAA, had a game like that. That was huge, and they were down 4 runs to Musgrove and beat him. The Padres suck. I mean, just monkey onions. And the Pirates, you're right, are roller coaster city.
Vlad Jr. will compete in the home run derby. They announced that. Here are your starters from the American League for the All-Star game, which, of course, will be in Seattle. Nice to see the fans in Texas and Tampa, the first-place teams, getting a lot of love here. Of course, Otani's the DH. Jonah Heim, the catcher from Texas. You had Yandy Diaz, Marcus Semien, Josh Jung, the third baseman. Texas, almost the entire infield. Seager's there. Arozarena, Trout, and Aaron Judge, the American League starters in the All-Star game.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who plays for Judge, because he's not playing baseball anytime soon with his torn ligament in his toe. But it is what it is, the All-Star lineup.
That is true. He will not be playing in that game, that's for sure. On the National League side, a bunch of Dodgers, of course. I like seeing the fans get Luis Urias in there, of course, with the season that he's having in Miami. Arenado, a big fan favorite, even though the Cardinals suck. Arcia, Corbin Carroll, very deserving. Yes. His numbers are pretty good, but the Cardinals suck. Carroll deserves to be there. Acuna Jr., obviously, and Mookie Betts, the National League starting lineup.
And Betts will also do the home run derby as he had promised.
Yes, he will. And finally, before tonight's games, everybody always loves to get reminded on July 1st that tomorrow is Bobby Bonilla payday, Scotty. It's an annual rite of passage that we have to talk about. Bobby Bo getting his check from the
$1.9 million every July until he's 76 years old. He's like my age. My man, he's got like, I mean, do the math. It's going to keep happening. I mean, it's 15, 16 more years of this. That was the best deal that I have ever seen in his in my life. His agent said the other day that he calls him on Father's Day because of the dad-sized deal that he cut. The greatest Father's Day gift anyone could ever get was that deal. He deferred it, and how about this? He deferred it with 8% interest per year. It goes up 8% every year until he's 76. So next year he's going to make more than $1.9 million. It goes up 8%. I mean, it was the greatest deal ever cut in baseball history.
He turned 60 this year. The deal runs through 2035, like you said, till he's 2035 is how long. So that's another 12 years he gets it. So till he's 72 is when Bonilla will get those payments every July 1st from the New York Mets.
He said it was like
Bobby
the daddy
Bonilla
of all-time deals. Like, it really was.
Yes.
Imagine how brilliant was this agent to defer the entire thing until the guy was almost in a casket.
Wild. Wild stuff. Crazy. Nice job by them. Let's get to tonight. There's actually the first game we're going to talk about starts in like 20 minutes. Remember like last, this is like a thing, I guess, in Cincinnati this summer. Like yeah. Friday night home games, they do like the 5 o'clock East start and then they roll it into some concert that they have after the game. So 5 o'clock start, 20 minutes for Graham Ashcraft and Seth Lugo. The Padres just got swept in Pittsburgh. But they're minus 145 favorites at Great American Ballpark tonight. Yeah. Plus $1.20 for the Reds. 10.5 is the total.
I got to be honest with you. Now, I know Lugo keeps the ball down, and it's hard to, you know, get out of knocking grounders all night. But I'm still on the Reds the way they've been playing. There's no way I could turn that down at $1.18. I got it at $1.15 this morning. I'm on the Reds. The Padres suck.
The Padres absolutely do suck. There's no question about that. I'm on the Reds right there with you. Next, let's go to Philadelphia. The Nationals come in to take on the Phillies. Christopher Sanchez for them. Josiah Gray for the Nationals. Phillies minus 185 plus $1.50 for the Nats. 9.5 the total in Philadelphia.
I'm on the Phillies. Sanchez, late a run and a half at plus 105. Let's roll.
Let's roll, baby. Minnesota is in Baltimore this weekend. Pablo Lopez and Dean Kramer get things going at Camden Yards. Orioles now minus 115, minus 105 for Minnesota. Flat 9 the total at Camden.
I mean, you have got to be kidding me. The Coffee and Kramer's at only minus $1.15. The guy's 8-3. He's been brilliant with his game. I won't deny Lopez strikes out guys. You could have got him on a strikeout prop tonight. The guy throws heat, but he's 3-5. He throws heat. He strikes guys out. He doesn't win. I'm all over the Orioles at that price. I bet it.
Brewers and the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Freddy Peralta and Osvaldo Beto are the starters. Brewers the road favorites minus 145 plus 120 for the Buccos. 8.5. Listen, when they've gotten hot this year, they've rang off like 7 of 8, 9 of 10. I'm going Buccos again tonight at plus 120.
Yeah, listen, so am I. And at $1.18 and Brito. Brito's actually been impressive. He's got a better ERA than Peralta. And Peralta, everyone hears Peralta and Burns and Woodruff, and they think automatic. Here's what I know. Is that Peralta is 5-7 and he loses and he gives up 5-6 runs a game. Give me the Pirates at $1.18. Thank you, ma'am. Hello, may I have another?
As we discussed a lot in the lion's share, the Red Sox are in Toronto tonight against the Blue Jays. James Paxton and Jose Berrios are the starters. Jays minus 145, Sox plus $1.20, flat 9. I am going up, up, up and away over the 9 for me, Scotty.
I mean, honestly, Berrios is 8-5 with a 3.6 ERA. Paxton, the big maple, has been getting good, then lit. Good, then lit, then lit. I'm going Jays minus a run and a half at plus 140. Hello, Rogers rocking tonight with the Jays. Tweet, tweet, and they got all that cold Budweiser.
They certainly do. The Mets have had all kinds of problems. They have the Giants coming in this weekend. Alex Cobb and Carlos Carrasco to get things going on a Friday night at Citi Field. The Giants are minus 135 road favorites. Mets plus $1.15, flat 9 the total.
Glad I bet it when it was minus $1.20. Now it's $1.40 because everybody ran to the window without their clothes on to bet it. The Mets suck. Give me the Giants all day.
Game of the night, series of the weekend is in Atlanta, right? Marlins and the Braves. Brian Hoeing and Michael Soroka to start this series off. The Braves are minus 185, plus 150 for the Fish. A flat hefty 10 for the total. Wow.
I'm sorry. Everyone in Atlanta wants to make Soroka more than he is. What he is an ERA of 8 and up. I'm on Hoeing. I love those Hoeings. Give me the Marlins at $1.58. Hello. Yeah, yeah. And after you make a bucket, sometimes you got to yell, hey.
Hey. So Marlins Braves, really good series, up and coming team against the leader. How about the Rangers and the Astros? Also a really good series in Arlington this weekend. Blanco for the Astros tonight. John Gray goes for Texas. The Rangers are minus 175 plus $1.45 for Houston. 8.5 is the total.
I already bet it. Texas minus a run and a half at plus $1.10 with your boy on the mound. Gray's been great. I love John Gray. I think he's going to get it done against the Astros tonight and Blanco at Globe.
Yankees in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Luis Severino, Matthew Liberatore are the starting pitchers. Who, and that guy, by the way, he stinks, Liberatore, watching him last weekend in London. Yankees and the Cards, they pick them now. Minus 110 both ways, 9.5 the total.
Yeah, I bet the Yankees.
I bet the Yankees as well. I think the, which I don't often do, but I think that that's a nice spot for them tonight. The Dodgers are in Kansas City. This is the heavy lumber game of the night with Bobby Miller and Alec Marsh, your starters. Dodgers minus 225, plus 180 for Kansas City, 9.5 the total.
I like the over, and I like the Dodgers, and I'm willing to lay a run and a half at minus $1.40, $1.50, whatever it is. I don't care. The Royals are a minor league team, and the Dodgers' bats are big time.
Tigers and the Rockies at Coors Field. Michael Lorenzen and Austin Gomber is the pitching matchup. Minus 115, Tigers small road favorite. Minus 105 for Colorado. 11 flat the total.
Yeah, I like the over, and I like the Tigers. I bet the Tigers at minus $1.15.
Good one in Anaheim this weekend for Tommy Henry, Griffin Canning to start things off. Diamondbacks and the Angels. Angels minus 155, Diamondbacks plus $1.30, 10 flat, another big number.
I already told you earlier in the show, I bet Henry, and I bet the D-backs because they're better. I like Canning. I think it's going to be a hard evening. But you got to be kidding me. A first place team as good as the Diamondbacks are giving me $1.30 if they get it done? The Angels aren't that good.
I got some other ones for you later on the left coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, I'm on the White Sox minus a run and a half at plus 105 at the Astros against the A's, and I like Dirty Harry minus $1.30 in Seattle. It's time for Today in Carver High History.
It certainly is. 1948 Indians pitcher Bob Lemon throws a no-hitter against the Tigers. 62 Sandy Koufax, a no-hitter against the Mets. It's his first of his four career ones. 65 Falcons are sold to Rankin Smith Sr., executive vice president of Life Insurance Company of Georgia, for a then record $8.5 million. Now you might have to put a B instead of the M. 75, Muhammad Ali holds on to the heavyweight title. He beat Joe Buckner by unanimous decision. Old Joe. 1978, Willie McCovey becomes the 12th player in MLB history with 500 homers. 82, after winning a fan balloting, the New Jersey NHL franchise is officially named the Devils. 93, Chris Webber goes number one in the NBA draft to the Magic, who then traded him to the Warriors for Penny Hardaway. 94, U.S. Skating Federation bars Tanya Harding for life. 95, Eddie Murray is the 20th player to reach 3,000 career hits. 99, Elton Brand taken first by the Bulls. 2002, Ronaldo, that's the Brazilian Ronaldo, scores twice to give Brazil its record fifth World Cup over Germany.
Sooner or later, they are going to have to throw the kitchen sink at this. Here comes Cleberson. Brazil certainly not sitting back, just defending. Rivaldo leaves it for Ronaldo! Well, that could be it! Two goals for Brazil, both from Ronaldo. And Germany are in big, big trouble now.
They certainly were. Brazil has not won since. 2013, Nathan MacKinnon went number one of the Avalanche. Mbappe, an 18-second teenager, to score twice in a World Cup match. Brock Durant, Kyrie, and DeAndre Jordan go to the Nets in 2019. That did not work out very well. I did some digging. The Reds are starting early because Taylor Swift is at Paycor, where the Bengals play tonight.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.